Avang Manasa Gocharam. Oh, sorry, this is on? No. Atmanam Akhiladharam. Ashraye Bhishta Siddhaye. So you saw what the pramana was, what is the definition of Vedanta, all that we have seen last time. Okay? Anubandha, what is the connection? All this we saw last time, simple things. Now he goes elaborately into who is qualified to study Vedanta.
Sorry, you wash out last time. You wash out of here.
Wash out, okay. It's simple. He said, what is Vedanta? It's a pramanam. Then we went into the five types of pramana, etc. And how they will not help. You see? So Vedanta pramana, what is it? It's an Upanishad, the meaning of the Upanishad. All that we went into. Then he says, there is Anubandha Chatushtayam. Anubandha Chatushtayam is in terms of who is the student, what is the subject matter, what is the connection with the book, all this. So what we had seen was pretty simple that way. This is what we saw. Now he is dealing each of the Anubandhas seriously, you know, in detail. So first he is taking his Adhikari. Who is the Adhikari for Vedanta? Remember, he is giving in terms of okay, Adhikari for Vedanta. Therefore, is anyone said, don't come and listen to a Vedanta class?
What?
Nobody said that.
What?
Okay. It can be, yeah, page 3. Anyone and everyone can get exposed to Vedanta. That's not an issue. But being Vedanta being a pramana, a means of knowledge, that knowledge has to take place in a given mind. And that mind has to be ready for two things: to receive that knowledge, own up the knowledge. Receiving you can, if the teaching is traditional, you will receive the knowledge, meaning you will get insights, you will not misunderstand. But if you are completely not prepared, misunderstanding also can take place. The next is to retain that knowledge in your day-to-day function. There is where Adhikaritam plays even greater role. Because if the mind is not ready for that, it'll go through. Out of sight, out of mind. Or out of mind, out of sight. Aisa ho jaye. So that is to prevent that. Who exactly the Adhikari, etc. is said. Here very elaborately. Very elaborately the Adhikari is said, don't get scared. That I have to have all these things. Okay? Don't use it as self-judgment and self-criticism also. Okay? Adhikari tu vidivad adita veda vedangatvena apatata adigata akhila vedartha asmin janmani janmantreva kamya nishiddha varjana purasaram nitya naivitika prayashita upasana anushtanena nirgata nikhila kalmashataya nitanta nirmala swantaha sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha pramataha. So who is the adhikari? Pramata adhikari. First word, last word. Okay. The pramata, the knower, is adhikari. One who is capable of knowing is the adhikari. So who is the adhikari? Again, look at one word before the last one. Sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. Who has got the sadhana chatushtaya? We have seen that elsewhere also. Viveka Vairagya, Shat Sampatti, Mumukshutva. How do you get that? See, it's not enough to say you should have all this. That becomes an advice. How do you get that? That is what all the previous lines are saying is, how do you get this? So he gives you a paradigm, a Vedic paradigm. You have to learn to apply it in day-to-day life, in modern living also. He says, Adhikari tu, who is the Adhikari? Vidivat Adita Veda Vedangatvena. in a proper manner, that means from a guru, etc. Vidhivat in the proper manner. Proper manner will include getting the sacred thread, etc., etc., etc. Meaning, you are initiated in the proper study of what? Veda and Vedanga. Veda, Vedanga, okay? Veda means you learn to chant the whole Veda. Four Vedas. You have to be a Chaturvedi, okay?
All the four Vedas.
All the four Vedas. Then you have to study the Vedanga. Vedangas are mentioned in your footnote. Siksha. Siksha is the science of phonetics. Kalpam. Rituals are mentioned in the Vedas. How do you do it? Kalpa. Kalpa Shastra. Vyakarna, grammar, to understand whether this meaning should be taken, that meaning should be taken. Then Niruktam. Niruktam is the source meaning, etymological meaning of difficult Vedic words. Like how I say Bhu Bhava. Bhu meaning in the user sense of Bhava, becoming. Is, in the sense of is. Therefore Bhavati means present tense, it is. Not will become. Now all that, how do you interpret? You have to know grammar for that. So for grammar, Nirukta, etymological meaning of Vedic words now. Some of the Vedic words are used differently, they won't, you won't get roots for them in the common sense of the word. Okay. Chandas. Chandas is meter, etc. Because sometimes when you change the meter, the meaning changes. Therefore, meter. Jyotisha, astronomy. Astronomy, not astrology. Why? You are supposed to do this on your Janma Nakshatra day. So which star comes up when? You have to know.
Footnote.
Next page. Footnote. All that is there. Okay? So when you studied Veda, Vedanga, all of us are out of the picture. Okay? Teacher included, out of the picture. So Veda, Vedanga, Tvena. Then, Apatata. May not be in detail, but in general at least you should have studied. May not be an astrologer, but you should know enough basics. Okay, apatata. Then, adita, adigata akila vedartha. The meaning of the Veda also he knows. Akila vedartha, entire meaning of the Veda he knows. And he puts an escape clause there. Asmin janmani janmantareva. Either in this lifetime or in some previous lifetime. Previous lifetime mein kiya rahega also. Bhai, abhi aaj Vedanta mein aa gaya na. Therefore, previous lifetime mein kiya rahega. Antreva. Then, why is he saying it? Okay. Before I go further, why is he saying it? A mind that has been disciplined through education, basically. That's what he's meaning. A mind that is disciplined through education, a mind that knows cause-effect reasoning, a mind that accepts Ishvara in his life. Because Veda you can't. A mind that will see, that will accept that there are things which it cannot see but may be factual. Heaven, etc., you don't see. But you accept it as fact. Why? You are investing time and effort in doing that ritual. Nobody does a Vedic ritual for time pass. Too difficult. You can play bridge for time pass. You can't do a Vedic ritual for time pass. So, all this. Therefore, all this is involved in that mind. In general, you understood what it is about. In general. And you cannot but gain some idea that there is something called Brahman. Because when you do an Abhisheka using Taittiriya Upanishad, you'll chant the Taittiriya Upanishad, then you're doing an Abhisheka. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yoveda Nihitam Guhayam So Ashnute Sarvan Kaman Saha for the water. If I know Brahman, then I will get all my desires fulfilled. Yeah, Brahman ko ek cheez hai yaar, aisa. Some general knowledge you will get, no, no. And he is keeping on doing this Abhisheka every day. Mahanarayana Upanishad, na karmana, na prajaya, dhanena, tyagena, by karma, praja, dhana, etc. I will not get it. only by tyaga I'll get the truth. Therefore, some general idea about what the spiritual pursuit is will come in even for a ritualist, as long as that ritualism doesn't become a conditioning. If it becomes a conditioning, gone. Anything in life is like that. Once it becomes a conditioning, it's a problem. Okay. Therefore, all this will be there. It'll be enough to make you come to Vedanta. That's why he said, Asmin Janmani Janmantareva. Because none of us here, speaker included, have done all these rituals. But all of us have come to Vedanta. That means what? Asmin Janmani Janmantareva, we have done it. That's the idea. Or lived a clean life, Karma Yoga Buddhya. Finished. That's fine. If you have lived a good life, Karma Yoga Buddhya, taken care of. Then what is Karma Yoga? That how you are supposed to lead that Karma Yoga life? That also he says here. Kamya Nishiddha Varjana Purasara. Kamya Karma and Nishiddha Karma you don't do. What is Kamya Nishiddha etc. he himself says. Therefore I will restrict it to then. Okay? Because as I said, succeeding lines explain preceding lines. Kamya Karma is those karma done out of desire. Nishiddha Karma is what you are not supposed to do. Varjana, therefore given up. Then Nitya Naimitika Prayashita Upasana Anushtani. These four karmas you do. What is that? Nitya Karma, your regular duties. Naimitika Karma, occasional duties. Prayashitam, making amends for the mistakes I have done. Sometimes you have to pay a big price for it. Prayashita Karma. Okay, then upasana, worship, etc. Anushtani. By doing that, what happens? Nirgata akila kalmashaya. All your kalmashas, all the problems in the mind, guilt, pain, regrets, all that taken care of.
Prayashchitta.
What is that? Prayashchitta. We'll come to the details. Details I will talk about. Making amends. Naimitikam is occasional. Occasional duties. Kiska marriage hai? Occasional duty, na? Child is getting married how many times? Once, no? Twice. Okay. Occasional. Okay. Naimitikam, okay. Then akhila kalmasha, all the kalmasha is gone. Nitanta nirmala swanta. Nitantaha, the mind is a qualification of Nitanta Nirmala Swantaha. You see? Mind has become completely at peace. It is at peace. No conflicts. You got a contemplative mind. Swantaha, Antakarna, Nitantaha, Nirmalaha, free from ragadveshas, etc. Such a mind, he says. Sadhana Chatushta Sampanna. Viveka Vairagya hai. Such a person, when he is exposed to Vedanta, will keep hearing. Ha ha ha. That's all. Ha ha. Great. And walk away free. Such a person exposed to Vedanta will walk away free. Why? Everything is fine. There is nothing to prevent the understanding. Everything. Therefore, he is putting ideal conditions. I have not known a single person to come to study Vedanta like this. Every batch of students that Swamiji has taught, I know. Not one. Not one has come like this. My teacher's generation. I have not known anybody who has come like this. Teacher included. Okay, you know, he didn't come to Vedanta like that. All this comes in time. As you study, all these things will come in time. Okay, use it for benchmarking. Don't use it for self-criticism. It's important. Okay, don't use it for self-criticism. Very, very important. Okay, all of us have it in some measure. We may have to cultivate certain aspects more. So what is that? Let us look at each in detail now. Okay. Now you will find in most of the examples, he is mentioning only Vedic examples. The idea is, he considers Vedic the highest. When the highest is mentioned, all the lower ones are included. Always remember this, okay? Otherwise you will say, only Vedic, worldly activities are not included. That's not true. Because you are living in the world. You are not living in Vedic times. You are living in today's world. So Vedic, all these also included. Now he is saying, okay? Each one of it, okay? Now, when you study the Sutra Bhashya, you will see, why he said, Asman Janmani Janmantreva? Because in Sutra Bhashya, Shankara makes an argument. He says, there is no rule that before you come to the study of the Upanishad, you have to study the other things. There is no rule like that. Why? Because we see people who come to study Vedanta without doing any of the rituals and understanding it also. You see that. Therefore, there is no rule. Therefore, he says, Janmantareva. Somewhere you must have dabbled in it. Somewhere you must have dabbled. In other words, move towards spirituality. That's all that it matters. Move towards a more spiritual understanding. Then each one he is dealing with. Kamyani, Swargadi Ishta Sadhanani, Jyotishtomadini. What is Kamya Karma? He is clarifying. We all know what is Kamya Karma. What I desire, we all know, no? But he is mentioning the highest, even this is Kamya Karma. What is that? Swargadi Ishta Sadhanani. Adi meaning etc. Swarga etc. Meaning from wanting a house here to Swarga. To wanting a chocolate here to Swarga. That way, okay? All Kamya, no? Kamyani. Ishta Sadhanani. And for him, she says, Jyotishtomadini. Want to go to Swarga? Do Jyotishtoma. A ritual, Vedic ritual mentioned. Jyotishtoma mentioned. Want to eat a chocolate? Catch my students. Ishta Sadhanani. Okay. Hey, Kamya Karma is a. Kamya Karma. This is, okay. Anything that is done for desire fulfillment is Kamya Karma. From the highest Vedic ritual onwards to anything else. Yeah. So when a person says, I am very religious because I want to go to heaven, what is it? Desire prompted activity, kamya. Why do you want to go to heaven? Maja hai gaya, it's all at peace. This depends upon the description of heaven that he is open to. Sometimes it may be out of fear. I don't want to go to the other place, therefore I will prefer this. That sounds boring, but it is better than the other one. Yeah. That can also be there. No? That can sound boring, but better than the other one, therefore. Okay. Therefore, Swargadi Ishta Sadhanani Jyotishtoma. It includes all human activities which are desire prompted. Okay? Not to be done, no? He is talking about. He is talking about it as not to be done. Or technical. This is a technical expression, not to be done. It is done with prasada buddhi, ishara arpana buddhi. Remember that. Then you are freed from it. Because if you already have kamya karma, you can't say, I am not going to do it. Here the person who comes to the guru. What desires? Beta, kamya karma nahi karna hai. Will he prevent himself from doing it? Gure guru vakya hai. Guru ka bahut shraddha rakhta. Aap cigarette peete the. Abhi band kar dena. Aaj se nahi piyenge. Band karega? Chupchap jaake piyega. Guru ko mat bolna. He'll feel guilty, but he will do it. Naturally. It's human. Therefore, karma yoga buddhi, etc. has to come into it to get out of that desire. Ishwar arpanam karma yoga buddhi. That's the way how you get out of it. You have to grow out of your desires, not deny them. If you deny, it will hijack you. If you deny, it will hijack you. You have to grow out of it. Yeah. Meaning, don't attribute ananda there. Start understanding ananda is myself. That is the thing. Because when you have a desire, what is it? Attributing the quality of ananda to that thing. hey, that's only helping me manifest the ananda I am. I am the ananda, really speaking. Then the hold of it lessens. Then do what you have to do with karma yoga buddhi. Things will work out. Things will work out. Okay. Then nishiddhani, narakadi, anishta sadhanani, brahmana hananadini. Bolega to highest hi bolega. Nishiddhani, what is not to be done? What is that? Narakadi anishta sadhanani. Things that you don't like. Things that you don't like. The sadhana, the means which will get you things that you don't want. Like hell, etc. By etc. Suffering here, jail. One is hell, one can be jail, one can be suffering here. Whatever. Like brahmana hananadini. Killing a spiritual person. A spiritual person, yeah, intellectual, spiritual person. He does no harm. In any society, killing of intellectuals is condemned. Brahmana hatya, go hatya, all these are considered sins in the Veda. Cheating somebody, not that brahmana hatya, I will not do, but I'll kill my local character. Oh, the shudra. It's equally important. He may not be an intellectual, but he's a human being. A human being. A dog I am not supposed to hit today, because stray dog also, if you hit, SPCA will get after you. Cows you can kill, that's okay, because that's for food. I am not for or against the cow, but I am just pointing you out the paradoxes in the society. A dog I cannot hit, SPCA will get after me, but if I kill a cow, it's okay. You all think about it. I am not going to get into that debate. You all think about it. Therefore, anything that will get me into suffering is called nishiddha karma. It's not sensible to do it. No? Keeping on bluffing people. I create a split personality, I can't even enjoy life. Knower, doer, split, all that we've seen in the Gita around. When you saw the 20 values, how you create knower, doer, split, etc. Those who don't remember, revise, go to my blog and revise the 13th chapter. Introduction merega also. Okay. All that nishiddhani, not to be done. Okay? Anything that's considered nishiddham, not to be done. Okay. In the footnotes, he makes drinking and other vices included. Okay. Why drinking is saying it? Because there is a state, there are a couple of statements in the Vedas. Kalanjanna bhakshayet. Don't eat meat. Why? It's not healthy in the long run. In the long run, not healthy. It's just from that standpoint, not healthy. Okay. Plus, it involves killing something. Killing another life form. Therefore, not healthy. For the sake of food, you are killing something. Plus, it is not economic. It doesn't make economic sense. For every pound of meat, 7 pounds of grain. Therefore, it does not make economic sense. It does not make environmental sense. When you are rearing cattle for slaughter, methane, etc., methane gas, etc., because such huge numbers. Dairy industry is different because very limited numbers. Whereas cattle for slaughter is huge numbers. Therefore, it does not make environmental sense. Therefore, kalanjam na bhakshayet. It's an advice given. It's an advice given. Though, there are people who used to eat meat also. No problems. Suram na pibet. Don't drink. It is there. Even though somarasa was part of prasad. That means what? If you are taking it, take it like prasad. Meaning small quantities. Common sense. Common sense, isn't it?
You have glorified the drinkers.
Huh?
You have glorified the drinker.
I am not glorified. I said, take it, the drinker, you take it like prasad.
Escape glory again.
No, glory kidhar ho gaya udhar. A drinker doesn't take it like prasad.
Tabhi wo aadha peg lete hain, ek peg lete
hain. Haan, prasad. Nene, main aadha hi leta hu, iska upar aadha. Therefore, that is why it is said, Suram na bibet, don't drink, because you may find it difficult to keep a hold on that. Therefore, general advice. These are general advices given. Okay, that's why he's putting it here. And drinking, otherwise, okay. Okay. These two are not supposed to be done. Okay, Nishiddha Karma. That's what he had said it. Kame Karma, at least you can do Karma Yoga Buddhi. Nishiddha Karma, you can say Karma Yoga Buddhi. I'll kill somebody, Karma Yoga Ishwara Arpana. If you do Nishiddha Karma, you are supposed to do Prayaschitta Karma. What is Prayaschitta Karma? We will see later. Okay, we'll come. Then he says Nityani. Next is Nitya Karma, he had said. Nityani. Akarane, Pratyavaya Sadhanani, Sandhya Vadanadini, Vandanadini. Now this is a theory which is not fully accepted in Vedanta, but is accepted in the Vedic part of it. Okay? What is Nitya Karma? Your daily worship, Sandhya Vandanam. Cross belt, dala? That string across your shoulder, dala? Then you are supposed to do Sandhya Vandanam, Gayatri Japa every day. Kya milenga Gayatri Japa karke? Lots, you will get lots. First is the prayer, therefore the effect of prayer you get. Second, contemplative mind you will get. All that you will get. But here, the theory in the Veda is Akarane Pratyavaya for Nitya Karma. What is that? This is why that fear has also come in Indian society. That's why it's not accepted in Vedanta. The Veda says, the Vedic philosopher says, if you do it, there is nothing gained for you. But if you don't do it, it's a sin of omission. Sins are both commission and omission. No? So it becomes a sin of omission. If you don't do it, there is a problem for you. If you do it, nothing. Which is not true. Because when you make the sankalpa, what do you say? Duritta kshayartham. All the duritas in my mind should go. Parameshwara pritiyartham cha. That's how the sankalpa you make. For any ritual, this much basic sankalpa you will make. Even for Sandhya Vandanam it is there. Therefore, there is phalam if you do. But if you don't do it, God will get angry. Kuch nahi. Don't do, no phalam. Do, phalam. Life rewards action that you do, not what you don't do. God is not like your partner in life who will get angry because you didn't do something. Come on, yaar. Don't reduce God to that level. Partner has a right to get angry. God, not God. Okay? Not God. Why should God get angry? Isko aur kuch kaam dhanda nahi hai. If you do it, you'll get karma phala. Ek din nahi kiya, nahi mila. That's all. Nothing else. Now he is mentioning Nitya Karma, Vedic. But Nitya Karma will involve all your regular duties, no? Duties towards yourself, your work, your employers, your employees, your juniors, your seniors, your partner in life, your children, your parents. All these are duties. Kya kya karega? Yatha Shakti. What all will I do? Yatha Shakti you will do. As much as the capacity you have. Are you getting it? As much as your capacity. Who decides how much? You. Because you are the one who is supposed to do. How can I be objective about it? Look at the situation. Look at the situation. What does the situation demand? I walked off to be a monk. I came back before taking the ropes. Came back. So that because my parents are old, I am the only son. Take care of them. What do you mean taking care of them? I'll be there for them. Anything they need, I'm there. They have to go to a wedding. I'll call a cab for them. I need not go for that wedding. Where I have a class. No, but you're supposed to take them to the wedding and bring them back. I'll arrange a cab up and down. But they have to go for a checkup, for a surgery, etc. I'll be there. Situation demand. Be objective about it. See what the situation demands. And function accordingly. Yeah, before all these, you know, cab aggregators came, Ola cabs and all those things. I had my own arrangement with cab drivers. The cab. I had to pay him 50 bucks extra. He would come. at my time, wait, pick up people, go, take, bring them back, all that they would do. Yeah. Because those days I used to carry a cash a lot of early morning flights. I used to leave home at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. The cab character would come, I'd call, telling the previous day would come. Local cabs, Kalipili. So they will take my parents and bring them back. Why can't you go with them? You are after all their son. Yeah. I'm also playing the role of a teacher, I have a class. So we are going for a wedding, not for a surgery. I say they'll go, come back. No problems, taken care of. So who is to decide how much duties? Nitya Karma. You. Look at the situation objectively, let the situation decide. Let the situation decide. So when my father had to go through surgery, so I spent the whole 1 week with him in the hospital. Evening when others come, I would go take my class and come back. Who decides? You decide, Baba. Each person decides. Nitya Karma, how much you can do, not do. Okay? Nityani. And Naimitikani. Putra Janmadi. Anubandini. Jateshtyadini. What is Naimitikam? Because of a Nimitta. Nimitta means what? An occasion, special occasion. Like Putra Janma. Putra Janma doesn't happen every day. No? A child is not born every day. In a lifetime, couple of times. Correct? Therefore, you are supposed to do some special ritual for that. Jateshti. Anubandini meaning in connection with. A Jateshti.
Why not Putri?
Huh?
Why do you have a Putra?
He includes she. There was no political correctness at that time. No. Political correctness came last 50 years. Before that, Putra included Putri. A child is born. That's it. Child is born. That's all. Jyotish. Naming ceremony. Marriage. Naimitikam. You don't get married every day. Yeah. Naimitik. It's all called Naimitikakaram. They are also duties. Someone is getting operated. You have some duty with respect to that, depending upon the closeness of your relationship. So, that becomes Naimitikam. Because it's a Nimitta, occasional. Occasion, but depending on a special occasion. Death. Someone dies. You go there to the funeral. No? Naimitika. Or you go and show your support, if not at that funeral, some other time. All that elbow room is there. Remember when you say Nitya Naimitika, always remember there's elbow room for it. Okay? It's not 100% fixed. It has to be like this only. There are elbow rooms for it. Okay? Prayashchittani, papakshaya sadhanani, chandrayanadini. What is the prayashchitta? Okay. If I have done a nishiddha karma, I incur what is known as papaha, sin. Sin is the closest translation you can get. Papa is karma phala. Now that karma phala will give me what? Dukkha. I don't want the dukkha. Who wants dukkha? Any sensible person doesn't want dukkha. Therefore, I will do prayashchitta. What is prayashchitta? Like here he is saying, chandrayanadini. In other words, prayashchitta means choosing your suffering. Choosing your suffering. Chandrayana vrataha. Now what is chandrayana?
Chandrayana.
Yeah, chandrayana. It is a vrata connected with Chandra, the moon. So you start on a full moon day. This is how it is done, okay?
The prayashchitta.
This prayashchitta start on a full moon day. Prayashchitta takes a month. Chandrayana, Chandrayana vrata is considered very serious prayashchitta. Why? Because very difficult to do. Full moon day, you have your full meals. Like how you have normal meals every day, how you eat. Majase. Next day, Prathama, you reduce food intake by 1/14. Next day, Dvitiyana, so 2/14, that's 1/7. Third day, 3/14. Fourth, Chaturthi, 4/14. You keep reducing it. Until Amavasya, zero. Next day, start 1/14. 1/7, 3/14. Until the next Purnima, you come back to normal life. Very difficult. To completely fast for 3 days is easier. You are trying this out. It's not easy.
Calibration part is difficult. How to calibrate 1/14?
That you see, na, how much you eat every day.
That is the difficult part.
Yeah. And to stick to that is difficult. Because this much less, and you have to stick to that, that is difficult.
Guruji, you know somebody who has done this?
A lot of people.
There was a there was a movie called Dharma, in which the man, he's a Shivaiti and he rashti does this. Very good movie.
Good movie, okay.
Food is the only aspect of this?
Dharma.
Whole movie this is.
Food is the only aspect.
Well, food is, then of course prayers in the chakra are also there. Yeah.
Seems quite small for prashya. Right?
Yeah. No, actually, it is not that small. Try it; it is not easy. Try this; it is very difficult to do this, because that gradual reduction, your mind leaves wanting more. And similarly, after that complete fasting, first day you're okay with eating a little bit, but second, third, by the time it comes to fourth day, you want your full meal, you know. Because you're stimulating your peristaltic movement. That is when it becomes difficult. Yeah, that becomes, that last 10 days become very difficult because you want more and you're... Complete fast is easy. Yeah. Complete fast, ek din, ek adeshi chhod deo, it's very easy. Yeah. Comparatively, much easier. And all your normal activities go on. Huh? It's not that you're sitting down somewhere doing nothing else. No, all normal activities go on. Yeah, so it's very difficult to do. Prayashchittam, you're choosing your suffering literally. There are other types of prayashchittam. Prayashchittam means what? You have done something wrong, you're making up for it. Therefore, your worldly things, from saying sorry onwards, hey, I'm sorry. Sorry means what? Making up, no? Prayashchitta it is. It's a prayashchitta. Therefore, your prayashchitta will depend upon the intensity of what you have done. And the intention with which you did it.
Some countries say sorry. Huh? Some countries say
countries
sorry.
Also will apologize, yeah. Correct. You are accountable for your actions, therefore you own up responsibility. Prayashchittam is taking responsibility. Recognizing that I could have done some harm, therefore I am willing to make up for it. It's a good attitude. We don't just say sorry and leave it. We do something to make amends. That's it. That doing is important. Words are cheap. Doing takes some effort. What can I do to make you feel better? Big thing it is. Prayashchitta is a big thing, not a small thing. Yeah. Therefore, he says all this has to be done, he says. If I recognize I have hurt somebody, or I have injured somebody, or done some harm, make up for it. Make up for it. Because we want you to be sensitive as a human being. Look at it. For understanding Vedanta, we need a sensitive mind. No? But a sensitive mind will feel guilty. Because we are done. We are human beings. We will do the wrong things. Nishiddha karmas we will do because we are human. We will make mistakes. We will hurt people. Why? Because we are human. And as human beings, we are fallible. We cannot take ourselves as infallible. That's a big problem. If you take yourself as infallible or somebody else as infallible, it's a big problem. There's no human being who is not fallible, speaker included. You know, my nieces had this big opinion of me. Normally, every children has opinion that elders are infallible. But by the time the child is 10, they grow out of all that. They see their parents failing, not being able to keep up to their promises, etc. Therefore, they grow out of it. My nieces had this until they are 17, 18. I said, this is bad for them because they are looking at me as infallible. Then at 40, if they suddenly find I have made a mistake, they will be shattered. You know? Therefore, I deliberately made some mistakes. So the idea of me being infallible will be gone. Because I know I am infallible. I know the mistakes I have made. Just because others have not found out doesn't mean I have not made mistakes. And if you are a sensitive person, we need you to be sensitive. There will be guilt. Guilt is not healthy. So how do you take care of guilt? Prayaschitam. Look at it. Guilt is not healthy to have. Neither for myself or to make somebody else feel guilty. It is not healthy at all. For myself or for others, guilt is not a healthy emotion. Guilt is there in the creation, is part of Ishvara's order to make you understand that something wrong has happened. That's all. Therefore, do prayaschitta and get rid of it. I was hurt and guilt if I am carrying all the time. But what, the person is dead and gone. I did not treat my father very well. Shraddha Sarvaniyana, do a prayer. Do a prayer and be done with it. That's why there are religious, spiritual, prayaschitta karmani. You go to an astrologer. Things are not going well in your life. How do you find out about these things? Go to last lifetime, gohatya kiyata. You killed a cow. So, therefore, this time your luck is not working out. Oh my God. Now what? Prayaschitta karma. Because last lifetime, what can you do with this lifetime? And you killed a cow. Now what? You can't bring it back to life. No? Prayaschitta karma. Can I bring it back to life? If the owner of the cow is there, at least I can pay him some money. No? If the owner of the cow is there, I can pay him the value of that cow. Okay, Baba. Inflation adjusted. Chalo. I can. It was my own cow. But go atheism. What do I do? Religious prayaschitta comes there. Someone dead and gone. Religious prayaschittas come into the picture there. Are you getting the idea? This is to sensitivize the human being. But sensitivity is a double edged. It's like getting a rose with thorns in it. You don't throw out the rose, you only clip the horns. The thorns. Clip the thorns by doing prayaschitta. The guilt, etc. Make amends. 10 Hail Marys, kardu. Make amends. What is confession? Taking care of guilt, no? Prayaschitta karma, that is. Yeah. Going, he tells you 10 Hail Marys. Chalo. Prayaschitta karma. Upasanani Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyapara Rupani Shandilya Vidyadini. Upasanani. What is Upasana? Saguna Brahma Vishye Manasa Vyapara. Manasa Vyapara, a mental activity, not physical. Agnishtoma, etc. is physical. You have to offer things into the fire and things like that. This is Upasana, purely mental. Manasa Vyapara. Saguna Brahma Vishye. With respect to Saguna Brahma. Saguna Brahman is Ishvara. Yato Mani Bhutani Jayante. From where all these beings have come, into which all the thing is resolved, by which all is sustained, Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara Vishye, Manasa Vyaparupana. Like he says, Shandilya Vidya, etc. Shandilya Vidya, he is from Chandogya, Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma, all this is Brahman. Mereko pata nahi hai, you explained it to me, but I don't understand. All right, think of Ishvara as all this. That all the manifestation Ishvara, meditate with that. I'm chopping it down to a nutshell. Okay? That is merit contemplation. It's not the truth yet. It's Upasana. It is not Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam involves understanding the Shastra. That will come later. Not now. This is Upasana, your mental worship. Do a Manasa Puja. Upasana. All that will come. All this we are supposed to do, okay? Nitya Naimitika Karma, Prayaschitam, Upasana. Alright. Etesham, Nityadinam, Buddhi Shuddhi, Param Prayojanam, Upasananam Tu, Chitta ekagriyam tametam atmanam vedanu vachanena ब्राह्मणाः विविदिशन्ति यज्ञेन इत्यादि श्रुतेः तपसा कल्मषं हन्ति इत्यादि स्मृतेश्च. वै डू यू हैव टू डू ऑल दिस यार? ये सब इतना मेरे को वेदांत पढ़ने का. आई वांट टू नो द ट्रूथ. यू आर आस्किंग मी टू डू ऑल माई ड्यूटीज ब्यूटीज ब्यूटीज. ये क्या है सब छोड़ के मेरे को वेदांत पढ़ने का? ही सेज एतेषां वैदीस नित्यादीनां बुद्धिशुद्धिः नित्य नैमित्तिक प्रायश्चितादीनां बुद्धिशुद्धिः. ही सेज योर बुद्धि योर माइंड इज प्यूरिफाइड. What is the impurity? Remember Amrita Bindu Upanishad? Kamyadini. Amrita Bindu Upanishad. What do you saw in the camp? Kamyadini. Raga Dvesha. Guilt. This is the impurity. Therefore, Nitya Naimitika Karma is part of my Karma Yoga Buddhi. My Karma Yoga Buddhi. Na? Because what I am supposed to do, I do. How do I it? Karma Yoga Buddhya. If I do it karma yoga buddhya, then what happens? Raga dveshas are neutralized. They are there, but they are reduced to, I prefer it that way, that's all. I prefer it. Therefore, the hold they had on me, gone. I become bigger than all these things. Therefore, mind is clear. Fine. At peace. Samatvam yogam uchyate. That samatvam, that balance I have got in me. And upasananam to chitta ekagriyam. By upasanas what happens? Focus. Any worship, mental work, if it's only mental, will give you focus. Chitta ekagriyam. By you're thinking Ishvara is like this, contemplating. What are you focused on? Only that. We all have some focus. But your focus requires a more focus. Okay? Karate kit. I have focus, yes. But your focus requires a more focus. That way. So that little that extra focus. Because, look at it. It's like one of my students. Swamiji, 1 hour lecture I can listen. Whole day lecture in your camp, I find it difficult. Ask me to do something, I will do whole day. Why? It is difficult to focus mentally, no? Only that. That's why people feel so great when they are done vipassana. Well, the whole thing you do, only focusing. Yeah. Only that. Or good nahi hai na? Therefore, upasanas will give you that mental focus. Focus is talked about as chitta ekagriyam. Your mind will remain where you place it. Upasana is a mind held at attention. You're paying attention to something and that thing, nothing else. You're training the mind to be where you keep it. Whereas, when you're watching the TV, cooking and reading and everything together, you're training the mind to be distracted. Not multi-skill. Multi-skilling is different. I'll talk about that some other day. Yes, focus. Mind is in that subject matter, it remains in that subject matter. That's it. You don't lose sight of the subject matter, whatever you're teaching, whatever you're talking about, whatever you're doing, that is kept there. That type of a mind you get. You know, the mind that can be held onto a given subject, and that's it. It's a great thing to have. It's a great thing to have. Upasanas give you that. Upasanas give you other results also of worship. But that's not what he's talking about here. Because that's not the main concern. Punya Papa is not the main concern. How your mind functions, that's the main concern. Therefore, that is being focused upon. So, where did you get all this? Pramana. Tam etam atmanam. That atma, which is this under subject of discussion, atmanam. Veda anuvachanena, which is revealed in the Vedas. Brahmanaha vividishanti. The Brahmana, the spiritual person, the intellectual, likes to know how yajnena. That means even when he is doing a yaga, etc., why is he doing all that? Nitya naimitika karma, prasada buddhi, raga dvesha taken care of, so that I will understand the truth. So even a yaga is meant for that. In the first section of the Veda, actually intent, the param prayojanam, the absolute intent is to come to know the truth. Ritual is not an end in itself, it's a means to that. Anything that you do, sarvartu akhilam karma, jnane pari samapyate. All your karma, everything has to end up in what? Self-knowledge. All the karma, etc. is taking care of your growth. That's why Vedanta 24/7. When you do your regular duties, growth orientation. When you're looking after your child, growth orientation. Your growth. If you're focused on your growth and you're looking after your child, what will happen? You'll be a good parent. Because I have to grow. No? Along with the child, I have to grow. No? Therefore, I won't be a controlling parent. I won't be a controlling parent. I won't be a helicopter parent. Why? That's not good for my growth. Then I'll realize if it's not good for my growth, it's not good for the child's growth also. Otherwise, it'll be like this, you know. This mother hears a child saying, 1 plus 1, the son of a bitch is 2. 1 plus 2, the son of a bitch is 3. 1 plus 3, the son of a bitch is 4. Says, who taught you that? My teacher. Bob, come with me. You have to go and speak to the teacher. What are you teaching kids in school? What are you teaching? Kids in first standard. We'll say simple mathematics and things like that. Sonny, say that. 1 plus 1, the son of a... The teacher started laughing. He says, he has not picked that up in school. We have said, 1 plus 1, the sum of which is 2. 1 plus 2, the sum of which is 3. He must have picked that up somewhere else. And the father is being all red and blue and green in the face. Because that is his favorite swear word. Aisa ho jayega. Okay. So if I'm the whole activity of mine is geared for growth, then everything is fine. Yeah, everything is fine. Everything takes well as well. Everything goes well. And ityadi, then other ityadi shruti, this is Brahmanika. Then tapasa kalmasham hanti manusmruti. He is quoting Manu, who is talking about rules and regulations of society to show that even Manu intended moksha only. Tapasa by tapas, Chandrayana etc. is tapas. Kalmasham hanti. Guilt etc. goes away, no? They will take care of it. No, look at it, the way he has given it. It's a very good way of living. You do your duties. Isharapanam Puddhi. If you have Isharapanam with respect, because duties were not given to you by yourself. You have the elbow room of choice. But your duties are what? Who gave you your duties? Not you. Don't tell me I chose my duties. You found yourself in this earth with parents, no? So your duty towards parents were not given by you, nor chosen by you. You found yourself having it, God given. Parents are God given, duties towards them also God given. You found a sibling, you are not responsible for an elder sibling. Whatever duty, relationship duty you have, God given. Your younger sibling, you must have bestowed your parents for getting a younger brother. That much you have done. But it is again God given, not your choice. No, no, my parents gave. No. So many people try, don't get. So many people try, don't get. And then you got, then you didn't want. Like one kid got a younger sister. So I was interacting with the younger sister, and so I asked the elder, you see, now you have to prepare the elder brother for the younger one. You love your little sister? He says, yes. And he really meant it. The elder brother is just 2 years older, 3 years old he is. He said, yes. And he really meant it. Then after some time, look at how children recognize they can ask me anything. That I have unconditional acceptance. You love the little one? I said, of course I love her. you take her home. Child, na, is feeling displaced. Now tell me, what should be the response? Would your mummy will miss? Wrong response. Wrong response. The child feel more displaced. But you also love. You will miss her now when she is not there. Child look for a few seconds. Yeah. Let her be. You have to be careful how you deal with the child also. So where is the duty of the elder one to look after them? Where does the duty come from? Not, it's God given. Not you or me. Every duty is like that. You chose a job. Duties? My boss set up. God given. Ultimately it is God given. Ultimately it is God given. I employed somebody. I have a responsibility to them. No, company rules are this. Correct. But over and above the company rules, there is an ethical order. That ethical order is God given. God given. You mean to say, I must obey everything the father says? No. The story of Rama on one side, story of Prahlada on the other side. To show relativity. The only thing the father wanted out of Prahlada to say, I am God. And that's the only thing he didn't do. Everything else he did. What the father didn't consider important, he was willing to do. But this most important thing, he was not willing to do. Dasharatha, Rama, it was not Dasharatha's intention to send him to the forest. He was helpless. So he tells, he gives Rama the option. Yes, I have given my word. You need not be bound by it. I am an old king. Depose. Have a coup. The people, the army, the people, everyone will support you. Says, no, not done. Not done. Duty is God given. God given. How much, how little I have some elbow room? I have a lot of elbow room. Therefore, in this recognition, Isharapanam comes in. If Isharapanam is there, Prasada Buddhi is automatically there. Prasada Buddhi is there automatically, naturally. How will you not grow? That's the idea. How will you not grow? Kame karma, he says, avoid it, forget it. What kame, what desire? We are talking about growth here, moksha. Forget this desire. But I have it. Okay, it is human. Kame karma, he says, avoid, no? But the human condition is that desires will be there. I am a human being, Baba. I have desires. What to do? Okay, same attitude. Ishara Arpanam Prasada Buddhi. There, Ishara Arpanam meaning my action is offered. Prasada Buddhi, accept the result. I become bigger than the desire even before I started doing it. Well, I am willing to accept the opposite. Failure also I am willing to accept. Success also I am willing to accept. Therefore, I become bigger even before I started doing it. What a clean plan. You don't need special sadhana. For your growth, you don't need special sadhana. Bro, subah ek ghanta vakar ke meditation karo, breathing karo, nahi bolne ka. Zarur nahi hai. Convert your whole life. All that you are doing, convert that whole thing into a sadhana. Upasana some extra put in by focus chahiye. Karma yoga may not give you the focus required. That extra focus it may not give you. Therefore, do some upasanas. Upasanas can therefore logically be extended to include any activity that will give you more focus. Yoga included. Without focus, try to do a shirasana. Don't blame me if what happens to you. Do Purnamatsya Indrasana without focus. Don't ask me what Purnamatsya Indrasana. Ask the yoga teacher. She'll tell you what it is. Normally they call it Ardhamatsya Indrasana. Do that without focus. Don't blame me if you get a catch somewhere.
Bombay broke is like
Bombay
broke is like recently.
Somebody broke. Can, because without focus, Kishlo.
Broke is like in India.
Correct. ना. या एनीथिंग कैन बी विदाउट फोकस इफ यू डू दीज थिंग्स प्रॉब्लम हो जाएगा. देयरफॉर ऑल ऑफ देम आर इंक्लूडेड इन टू उपासनास इवन दो स्ट्रिक्टली स्पीकिंग ही सेज सगुण ब्रह्म विषय. वाई एम इंक्लूडिंग बिकॉज ईच आसना वॉज आफ्टर एन एनिमल और समथिंग विच इज एसोसिएटेड विद अ देवता एक्चुअली. In olden India, therefore for every asana they had a devata also. Therefore it became upasanas. You don't ask me what is the devata, I don't know all of them, okay? I can identify but not all. Therefore all this will take care of your mind. What type of a person you will become? Mature, contemplative, proactive, capable of achieving things, getting things done, clear, no conflict inside. You'll be someone whom people will recognize and tell, this guy is not an ordinary guy, kuch higher. He's someone in certain sense. This is how you will become. Okay, this is the primary result. Then because it is there, he's also giving you the secondary results. Okay, secondary results. नित्य नैमित्तिकयो उपासनानां तु अवांतर फलम् पितृलोक सत्यलोक प्राप्ति कर्मणा पितृलोकः विद्यया देवलोकः इति आदि श्रुते. बै नित्य नैमित्तिकानि by this two karma and upasanana worship avantara phalam. Avantara means other result, secondary result is what pitraloka satyaloka prapti. From pitraloka onwards up to satyaloka, meaning all the seven dimensions, depending on how much you have done you can go. Okay, karma, how do you know that? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad again, कर्मणाम पितृलोक. ओनली यू डन ओनली कर्मास एक्सेट्रा देन यू गो ओनली वन और टू स्टेप्स हायर. गंधर्वलोक पितृलोक वन और टू स्टेप्स. विद्या, विद्या मीनिंग उपासना है ना. देवलोक यू गो टू इंद्रा एंड अप अप टू ब्रह्मलोक यू कैन गो. दिस इज द अवांतर फलम. वाई? बिकॉज दैट इज नॉट अवर फोकस. आर फोकस इज मोक्ष. फोकस इज नॉट लोकस. हाँ, यू कैन बी अश्योर्ड. ठीक है बाबा, मोक्ष नहीं मिलेगा तो अच्छा हॉलिडे करके वापस आ जाएगा. ये लाइफ टाइम हो गया, मोक्ष नहीं हो गया. बिकॉज आई नॉट पुट इन इनफ एफर्ट. सो व्हाट विल हैपन? चलो हैव अ ब्रेक, कम बैक एंड पिक अप द थ्रेड्स अगेन. हैव अ ब्रेक, कम बैक. सो ठीक है, आई एम टेकन केयर ऑफ इवन देयर. आई विल गेट अ गुड ब्रेक बिकॉज ये करके करके ब्रीथिंग करके ये करके वो करके पढ़ाई करके यार सिर्फ उड़ गया, माथा कौड़ी बहुत किया. ठीक है, हैव अ ब्रेक, गो टू हेवन. जमीन में जाकर बैठो ना, मजा करो थोड़ा. हैव अ ब्रेक, गुड न्यूज, एंजॉय लाइफ. देन व्हेन यू गेट अ फेड अप ऑफ दैट यू कम बैक हियर. बिकॉज आफ्टर सम टाइम दैट ऑल्सो बिकम बोरिंग. इट्स लाइक गोइंग ऑन हॉलिडे. हाउ मेनी डेज? ए मॉरिशियस इज ब्यूटिफुल, वेरी ब्यूटिफुल. मजा विंटर टाइम यू शुड गो. वी वेंट. सो फर्स्ट डे यू रेज्ड इन द होटल, सेकेंड डे यू वेंट स्नॉर्कलिंग, थर्ड डे यू वेंट स्विमिंग, फोर्थ डे यू वेंट स्नॉर्कलिंग अगेन, एवरी इवनिंग यू रेजिंग. आफ्टर फाइव डेज व्हाट हैपेंस? You start checking your messages. Office se kuch aaya hai kya? You got bored. You had promised your family that you will not check. But 5 days of this is enough. Yaar, itna kitna karega? How much time will become a beach bum for how long? 5 days is enough. Now you start checking messages. So suddenly you get bored there. Eh? Chalo, back. Pick up the threads and for moksha again. Moksha, here I come. Okay. Yeah. We all have done that previous lifetimes. That's why we are here today. Okay. Yeah. Now here we are. Now moksha, here we come. Okay. Yeah. Nityadi Shruti. Again, look at it. Every place, he is quoting the Shruti. Why? Because the Shruti is a pramana for all this. What is the pramana? How do you know these things? I can logically explain it, but where is the pramana from the Shruti? You will logically understand it, but the pramana is the Shruti. Then after this, this is preparation ground. Okay. All right. Whatever you have done in life. Fool chala, ye kiya, okay, remember. It is a mind. Preparation of the mind is a finite thing. If it is a finite thing, it can be done in more ways than one. 100 ways to skin a cat, this, you know. It's true. There are more than one ways of doing it. Yeah. For me, upasana was different. Lord, you've given me this. Okay, correct. For me, it's more of seva bhava. Whether it's a country or my guru, it's a seva. बैठ के भजन करो या बोर हो जाएगा 15 मिनट ठीक है आधा घंटा ठीक है उसका बाद माय माइंड लुक्स फोकस आई कैन आई वुड सिट डाउन इन कंटेम्प्लेशन एंड दे थिंक आई वुड बी लॉस्ट इन द म्यूजिक एंड नो टू प्रिवेंट द बोर्डम फ्रॉम कमिंग अप एंड लुकिंग बोर्ड इन फ्रंट ऑफ स्वामीजी आई वुड डू सम कंटेम्प्लेशन दैट्स व्हाई मेनी पीपल लाइक द धुन फॉर कंटेम्प्लेटिंग आई गेट बोर्ड विद द धुन Or that what we Swamiji also calls as Lola Lola bhajan, you know. Radha Lola Nandalala Rukmani Priya Nandalala Guru Jayanda. Give me some meaning in that song, not some bhava, so that I can invoke that bhava out of myself. Correct? Bhava should come. Abhi Rukmani Priya Radha Malumaya Krishna was a great lover boy, great, achha. what is there in that? Give me some bhajan and some bhava in it. Look at it. When next time you hear a bhajan, look at the difference that happens in your own mind when there is bhava in there. Because without bhava, there is no devotion. What is that word? Guruvahi, Urulagamai, Gurujnana, Palamai. This is all bhava. Hey, there is Vedanta in it. That bhajan I look up and sit up and say, great. Bhava is there in that. Preparing the mind can be taken place of anywhere. So I wouldn't do that. But what? Okay, Lord, fine. What can I do for the country? What can I do? So, that is it. Focus. Discipline of steel is there. No? Focus. Discipline. Everything is there. No problem. Mind. No? Focus. When a punch is coming to your face, when a sword is being thrust into your heart, no? Achha focus aa jayega to defend. Focus. If you don't focus, maar rakhde, painful. Lack of focus is painful. Your focus comes faster. Correct. Lack of focus is painful. Correct or not? If you could go to Vipassana, well, thank your karate teacher. Thank Goshi for it. Yeah. Focus comes fast. So when Swamiji is talking, world can happen, nothing can happen in the world, nothing, no problems. Mind is there only. Enjoying the jokes, enjoying everything. Noise outside I heard, it is in the background. It's okay. Here is the focus. World can drop, no problems. So anyway you develop the focus. It doesn't matter. Finally, what is the mind of the student? That's what matters. All this is background to prepare that mind. He is giving you a Vedic paradigm. The most spiritual paradigm. But it can be any other paradigm also. Why? Because finite. In a finite thing, kartum shakyam, akartum shakyam, anyatha ava kartum shakyam. It can be done. It need not be done. Everybody who does rituals don't become great free from raga dveshas. They get more raga, more dvesha. Ye karma ke mere ko ye mila. Ve wo karma karke wo bhi mile. ఈ ప్రసాదపతి రాగద్వేషాలు నాన్ టేకింగ్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ యూ లిమ్ యూ లుక్ అట్ ఆల్ ద రిచువల్స్ అరే లక్ష్మీ కుబేర పూజ బహుత్ పైసా అయ్యాగా హా హా ఏమీ కరేగా పుత్ర కామేశ్వరి దర్ ఆల్సో విల్ డూ దెన్ దిస్ ఆల్సో విల్ డూ బికాస్ ఐ వాంట్ దిస్ యువర్ డిజైర్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇంక్రీజింగ్ డిజైర్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇంక్రీజింగ్ సో ఎవ్రీబడి యూ డూస్ ఇట్ డజన్ బికమ్ ద వే వి విత్ విచ్ యూ డూ ఇట్ ద వే విత్ విచ్ యూ డూ ద యాటిట్యూడ్ విత్ విచ్ యూ డూ దట్స్ వై ఈశ్వరార్పణం ప్రసాద బుద్ధి ఈస్ కామన్ ఈవెన్ ఫర్ ఎ రిచువలిస్టిక్ పర్సన్ ఓన్లీ దెన్ గ్రోత్ విల్ టేక్ ప్లేస్ ఓన్లీ దెన్ గ్రోత్ విల్ టేక్ దెన్ ఫైనలీ వాట్ ఇస్ ద మైండ్ సెట్ ఈ సమ్మింగ్ ఇట్ అప్ ఇన్ వన్ లైన్ దెన్ లేటర్ ఆన్ ఈ గోస్ ఇన్ టు డీటెయిల్ సాధనాని నిత్య నిత్య వస్తు వివేక ఇహ అముత్ర అర్థఫల భోగ విరాగ క్షమాది షట్ సంపత్తి షట్క సంపత్తి ముముక్షుత్వాని దీస్ ఆర్ ద ఫైనలీ యూ నీడ్ దీస్ ఫోర్ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ దీస్ ఫోర్ థింగ్స్ యూఆర్ ఎ స్టూడెంట్ దట్స్ వాజ్ ద లాస్ట్ వన్ ఇన్ దట్ దిస్ థింగ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఫర్ స్టడింగ్ వేదాంత ద ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ ద సిక్స్త్ వర్స్ ఐ సెడ్ సాధన చతుష్ట సంపన్న ప్రమాత దట్ ఈస్ అ స్టూడెంట్ ప్రమాత ఈజ్ అ స్టూడెంట్ నో ఓవర్ ఫైవ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ ఓవర్ సాధన చతుష్ట సంపన్న all this is to create that sadhana chatushtaya what is that nitya nitya vastu viveka the ability to analyze and discriminate between what is valid and not valid what is fact and not fact iha amutra artha phala bhoga viraga not longing after things here or hereafter yeah. not here or here. Hey greek girls are very beautiful here correct you imagine what will be ramba and urvashi looking like అమూత్ర అమూత్ర ఇయర్ అండ్ ఇయర్ ఆఫ్టర్ నెవర్ ఫర్గెట్ సామ్ అండ్ అక్షర్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఎస్ వెన్ వీ క్రాసింగ్ ద బార్డర్ ఎస్ పాకిస్తానీ గర్ల్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ గుడ్ లుకింగ్ రిమంబర్ యువర్ ఇండియన్ గర్ల్స్ ఆర్ మోర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఓన్లీ సామ్ బహదూర్ విల్ టాక్ ఇట్ సేవ్ గివ్ ఇట్స్ ఫ్లాట్ టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ is so saying discipline behaviors are like no simple straight then shamadi shakka sampatti six sampattis six wealth your mental wealth shamaha then damaha uparati titiksha saddha samadhanam sixth all the details you will see that's why I'm not giving details and the desire for moksha ye sab kuch hai moksha wo kya hota hai mere ko bolo That's your motivation. The desire for moksha also necessary. If that is not there, all this is useless. Meaning, it will help you in life, but it will not help you reach what you, where you want to go. It will help you in life. Nitya nitya vasu, in life definitely it will help you. Therefore, when you talk and do your corporate training, etc., we focus only that. Mumukshatam chodhi yada. Hoping in time, Mumukshatam will come in. Why? You say, yeah, this is all the time. I have achieved all this. Itna hi hai, aur kya hai? Aur kya bhi retirement hai. But what's the purpose? Okay. Start searching for it. Yeah. Start searching for it. Therefore, if you have these, Vedanta is baaye haath ka khel. Why? You don't have to do anything after that. After that, the teacher has to do everything. Up to the sadhana chatushtha sampanna, it is the student's responsibility. Because the teacher can't give it to you. After that, it is the teacher's responsibility. How to make you understand the whole thing. The teacher does all the work. Yeah. Problem solved. So the details of the sadhana, we will see in next class. Okay?